We are quickly approaching the end of 2024. And if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year, and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities. So LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second? Yes, this is the Black Real Estate Dialogue.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Thank you again for listening. If you haven't already, make sure you leave a rating and review. Otherwise, let's get right into this episode. So I've been noticing a lot of people talking about the fact that their mortgages have increased over time. And I ran into a few interesting videos on TikTok, of all places, where people were lamenting about the fact that their mortgages are increasing. So I figured today what we would talk about is different reasons why somebody's mortgage might increase. And we're also going to listen to a clip from someone who found themselves in that situation. So just start off, let's hear from a homeowner whose mortgage increased by $3,000 per month.
I didn't know that when I was building a home that I was just gonna have to pay taxes off the land. And then when a home is actually built, then you gotta pay taxes on the actual home and the land, which increased my mortgage by $3,000. I didn't know that. So now my mortgage is increased by $3,000 from what I'm currently paying, you know, and plus you still got all these other expenses and stuff like that. I don't knock buying a home. I think the goal should always still buy a home, but you should be prepared to know what's to come. Like I say, if they would have told me like, hey, your tax is going to be based off of this number instead of this number in a year, no, that wouldn't have changed my decision. I still would have moved forward. But if they would have told me that, I would have been prepared and not, you know, look in the mail and be like, bro, who this fuck? You feel me? Who is this fuck? I know y'all ain't trying to increase my mortgage.
All right. So one thing that is important to know is that your property taxes are very likely to increase after you buy or build a home. And to be honest, one of the things that frustrates me is that this is not something that's shared much online. And I found myself in the same situation, which we'll talk about a little bit later. So there's a few reasons why your mortgage payment will go up over time. So first, I want to make sure that we're on the same page about, generally speaking, how a mortgage works. So if your mortgage is escrowed, then that means the taxes are paid directly by the lender, as well as the insurance. And your principal, your interest, your taxes, and insurance, they're all part of one payment. And then it's distributed from there. If it's not escrowed, then what you would do is you would pay your taxes and your insurance separately, and you would only pay your principal and interest to the mortgage company. And I really want you to avoid headaches in the home buying process. So I want you to listen closely to this next section. So first, I have to give a shout out to the brother for sharing his story online so transparently and what he experienced. And what he didn't realize is that he would have to pay taxes on the house and the land. Now, in my opinion, his real estate agent or his lender should have told him this ahead of time so that he could be prepared for that increase. And fortunately, he can afford this increase, but the reality of it is 99% of people, in my opinion, and really, if you look at the data of, you know, what people have in savings, things like that, most people cannot comfortably absorb a $3,000 increase in a monthly expense, right? Most people are not even barely even able to save much of their paychecks as it is. So he's blessed that he was able to still work through the situation. So before you buy a house, one thing I recommend is speaking with the county tax office to understand how property taxes work in that area, and then share with them how much you are buying the house for and ask them when it will be assessed and how much you can expect to pay. Now, what this is going to do is ensure that you get the most accurate information possible. And odds are the property taxes will change once you buy the house, assuming that you're buying it at a higher price than what it was purchased for before. But the tax office will let you know 100% for sure. Now, the next reason that your mortgage might increase is something that I really wish the online gurus told me before I started investing. So your insurance payment is very likely to change over time. And what I wish somebody told me is to shop around every year for better rates on similar coverage. And the reality of it is, you do not owe any loyalty to an insurance company. And to prove that, let's hear the story of a man who was dropped by his insurance after 41 years.
I felt like I was blindsided.
John Dentermont has owned his Malden home for decades, insuring it with the same company the whole time. He says he was shocked when he got this letter from his insurer last summer, detailing pricey repairs that needed to be made within 60 days.
Get the moss off the roof, trim the tree back that was had branches hanging over the house, and get some, in their case, they said, get some shingles.
Dentermont says he quickly got estimates and reached out to his agent, but he says it wasn't enough.
November 3rd, I get a notification that they have decided to cancel my homeowner's policy forthwith.
In Massachusetts, insurers have the right to not renew policies as long as they provide a homeowner with 45 days written notice prior to the policy's expiration and specific reasons for the decision. But Dentermont says he's baffled that the company dropped him.
In the 41 years with his previous insurer, John says he never once filed a claim and he was never notified of any defects with his home.
Now, I'm not going to blame this man for what happened to him because at the end of the day, I don't think it was right. And I actually want to use this as an example of why you should always shop around. This is something that I'm finally getting around to after so many years. And I actually received a quote that's going to save me $500 per year on one of my properties. And I'm going to initiate that process this week. So when your mortgage is escrowed, changes to your insurance costs will impact the mortgage payment. And for the homeowners who are watching, I'm curious to know, if you shop around for your home insurance each year. And if you don't, I encourage you to make some calls this week and see what you can do. So the next reason for your mortgage to increase is something that I don't really hear discussed much online. And so if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, then eventually your mortgage payment will change. So here's an overview of how it works. So an adjustable rate mortgage, or an ARM as it's called, is a home loan that has an initial low fixed rate period of several years. After that, for the remainder of the loan term, the interest rates reset at regular intervals. This means that the monthly payments can go up or they can go down. Now, when the rates do eventually change, it's done at predetermined intervals. So that can look like annually or semi-annually. And ARMs are generally better for borrowers who plan to leave the home or to refinance before the introductory rate period ends. Additionally, the time period that the interest rate is fixed, it varies. It could be 3 years, it could be 5 years, 7 years, or 10 years. That's some of what I've seen online, but perhaps there are other scenarios as well. Now, a lot of people find a lower interest rate starting out, they find it to be very enticing, which I understand. But the downside is nobody really knows what interest rates will be in the future. So it's a big risk and it's something that you need to be very well informed of if it's something you're considering. And in my opinion, a fixed rate is probably what's best for the majority of people. And I'm curious to know what you think about that as well. So let's discuss my experience with mortgage increases as we close, because I believe in transparency and being honest about what's going on. So when I bought my first ever out-of-state property 5 years ago, the mortgage payment was about $450, $453 to be exact. And that's super low, which is why I'm a big fan of investing out of state. So not too long after that, the mortgage went up to 500 and then 600, all within a couple of years. And a year after that, the mortgage increased to about 650. What the gurus didn't say online was that your property taxes can increase, which is why I want to make sure that you know that. What we hear online is that you're going to make all this cash flow, everything's going to be great. And over time, it can be great. But the fact of the matter is, certain expenses over time is going to increase, right? And I also didn't know that I could contest the property taxes either. Thankfully, I was still making cash flow and the rents happened to go up quite a bit over the years. So I'm very blessed that I was able to work through that situation. But I do also understand that's not everybody's situation. So for rental properties, especially, it's important to be conservative with your cash flow calculations and your projections and to understand what the future property taxes could be. So just wanted to sum that all up really quick for you. Again, you know, there's a lot of things, unfortunately, that are not really shared much on podcasts and YouTube and things like that. So I do my best to make sure I inform you as much as possible so you go into the process with as much information as possible and you know the questions to ask, the people to talk to, and all those things. So if you made it this far, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening to the show and leave a review. I would love to shout you out and I always enjoy hearing from you. All right. Thank you all so much and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.